What are you staring at, baby? Sit down. What? Let's get going.
I just want to make sure that you don't need to like diarrhea or anything before we start.
Okay. He's been having the runs. My pooping problem.
Because he's on this little diet right now with your friend where you eat no carbs, no
bread, no dairy.
And
no...
he said, by the way, I want to point this out. Heath made this bet and he specifically said no carbonated drinks. There are so many healthy carbonated drinks, but he said no carbonated drinks, but he was actually referring to soda. Now he's stuck. Not drinking any type of carbonated drinks.
I do miss my sparkling water, though. I will say that.
You love sparkling water. That's why I find it hard to believe that you would even make a bet like this.
I know. I was a little bit too broad in my terminology, and I think it's kind of backfiring a little bit. But you know what?
Okay.
A bet's a bet.
You're good.
What are we even talking about? Let's just go right into the intro. We got some news today.
Baby.
So let's just get right into it, baby. It's Coffee Talker, baby. Yeah.
All right,
guys, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Heath. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no.
You have to think about the new people that are coming on here. Right. There's got to be at least one new person listening to this episode specifically.
Hey, guys, I'm Heath. This is my voice.
And this is Zane, and this is my voice.
Zane goes, and this is
welcome to 95 FM PR.
This is my voice. All right, guys, before we start this podcast off, we do have to give you guys a little bit of news. As you guys know, Matt has been with us for... almost 40 podcasts, and
long is that? That's like about
that's like 40 weeks.
Years?
Carry the one.
8 months. 8 months.
So for the listeners and for the people watching, as you guys might have seen, Kenny is in the seat again this week. But we do have to share some news with you guys that unfortunately Matt will no longer be joining us on the podcast. He is very booked and busy. He's got a lot of stuff going on. So it does suck, and it is sad to see him go.
You know, we got to let him soar. We got to see him take off and fly.
And don't be dramatic. Obviously, Matt is still our best friend. He still lives with Zane. Yeah. There's nothing weird. But unfortunately, we had to let him go. But he is very busy and has a lot of stuff that he's working on. So make sure to follow all of his ventures and keep giving him the love that, you know, we all are.
And, babe, we're sending you love too, Matt.
We love you.
Love you, baby. Mm.
And speaking of love, we do have somebody else for you guys to love as well. Kenny, you guys have seen him on the last two episodes. So Kenny is going to be the new full-time member of Unfiltered.
Woo!
Give it up for my baby.
Give a little round of applause.
Till the next guy.
Oh, shit.
Mariah.
Oh.
That is too soon, baby. Too soon.
It's a big commitment.
I just can't get over Matt leaving.
But yeah, guys, make sure to give Kenny some love in the comments also. He is... clearly very nervous, baby. He's got some big shoes to fill. I'm like making him feel worse.
I'm over here like biting my nail.
No, Kenny, you've done a phenomenal job on the last few episodes, and we appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for being able to take, you know.
If anybody was going to fill up that seat that wasn't Matt, it would be you. So.
My God.
You are literally the best runner-up ever.
Oh, my God. I love being a first alternate.
And take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, yeah, very salty. I feel the salt. Thank you guys so much. I mean, I'm obviously not trying to replace anyone. I understand that Matt had a place in people's hearts, and I just am thankful to you guys for giving me the offer and seeing something in little old me from hometown Florida that would bring something to your podcast. Very, 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 Kenny, about to
make me cry. Yeah, I'm getting emotional.
That was sweet.
If I could, I would like to address the audience.
Oh, but maybe talk it up.
Go ahead.
Wish there was like a small
The mic is yours.
I just wanted to say thank you guys to whoever was encouraging me through the last two podcasts. If you turned into the 39th podcast, you know that my overarching goal is to pursue voiceover, and it's kind of a more invisible art. It's very behind the scenes. So to be put in front of a large audience that my friends accumulated is very awkward. But I appreciate everyone that was leaving positive comments. So thank you. And I'll try not to let you down.
We love you, Kenny.
To all those who are dissatisfied with me getting this seat.
Really think about where your comments are rooted.
Yeah, I mean, no, you know, I feel you. I understand you. I understand that I'm not everyone's cup of tea. But luckily,
it's a good thing it's coffee talk then, baby.
It's coffee talk, baby. So
before we get started on the episode, Zane and I actually have a little surprise.
What's the surprise?
But baby,
are we in on this? Do you know?
What?
I think we're in on this.
Heath and I, we do this with every new member that we have for Unfolded.
All of them. All of them.
How many members have you had before?
So we do this all the time. So we got to do it with you now. We have to knight you in and swear you in to the Zane Heath Unfiltered cast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is some Game of Thrones
it's
shit.
Oh, yeah. And that's exactly where it's from because...
Okay. Baby, you want to get him?
Yeah. All right. So you do the.
You want to get him? Let's get him.
You do the swearing, and I'll do the.
I'll hold him back.
You do the swearing. I'll do the sorting. I should have brought my fly zapper. Damn it! I forgot it.
You idiot.
We need you to put your hand on this real quick. This is our unfiltered YouTube plaque.
100,000 subscribers.
So your right hand, right on. Okay. Well, don't scratch it. Okay. Do you, Kenny, promise and swear to provide the juice and the funny, so help you, Matt King?
I do.
Nice. Okay.
And do you promise to bring the juice, the whole juice, and nothing but the funny?
So help me, Matt King? I do.
Yes.
So by the name of the Zane and a Heath and the Unfiltered Podcast, we now announce you the newest member of the Zane and Heath Unfiltered Podcast.
Oh my God. I feel like a different woman.
Okay.
All right, give him his mic back.
Okay, now that we got that out of the way, thank God I did not like doing that for Kenny.
We just had to make it official.
Everyone hated it. We didn't like it, but yeah. We did.
Do I look younger? I'm trying this new thing with my
bangs.
We've been watching a lot of TikTok. What? I keep looking at myself. I'm trying to do something here. I'm
trying to feel myself.
Oof. Well, you look banging.
You could always get a couple more hair plugs in the top here.
I know
that would bring more voluptuousness.
I can think of something else to do with 25 grand.
Oh my God.
It wasn't 25 grand. It was 24 grand.
We're actually all wearing hats today. I feel like we're all.
Yeah, all of us.
The same level of insecurity.
Yeah, every single one.
Oh, the boys. Let's hear it for the boys.
This week, I had my update for my hair transplant because I haven't seen them in like the past 10 months. I got it 10 months ago. I came in like 3 days after to get a wash up of my hair, and that's it. I haven't seen him since. And then I saw him for the first time like 3 days ago, and I came in. They said it looked great. My hair transplants look phenomenal. The hairs are going
all
nice.
It does look really good. It does.
For the people watching the video,
it looks amazing.
You can see that my hair plugs are growing in nicely.
It looks really full.
No, it does look really good.
Thank you.
What did they did? So none like fell out. They said everything worked, correct?
Yeah, none fell out. If anything, some might take longer to grow than the other, but like it'll all grow at some point. They're like they're brand new. It's like baby hairs. Like you got to give it time to grow, and once they're grown, that's it. She looked at the hair and everything, and she was like, "Yeah, it looks really good." And there was like 5 seconds of silence. And I look at her and she looks at me and she goes,
uh-oh.
And I knew it was coming. And I don't feel bad because I was thinking the same thing. And she was like, I definitely suggest to do another hair transplant. I was like, I was thinking the same thing.
For her to
redo the whole thing.
To redo it. I have more hair, but it's not enough for my liking.
Gotcha. Because so then they'd have to take a whole nother strip from the back of your
head. I could either do FET where they do the strip, which was very painful, which was a painful recovery. It wasn't painful during the process, or FUE, which they do like they pluck each hair and then they put it in, but that would take forever, and like the risk of like having your hair grow from that, I don't know, there's like risks for FUE and FET.
Would you do another one?
I don't know, I'm like 50-50 on it. I really don't want to have to go through all that again because it took like it takes a whole year to see results, and it's like after a year, am I going to be happy with the
results?
Right,
let me ask you this. Are you happy with your results right now? Do you have that confidence to like...
The confidence? No, I don't.
Okay.
I can have more hair, but I feel like I'll never be confident about my hair.
Like even after the second one, you could still see yourself like wearing a hat.
There's a huge chance that I still will feel the same way and I'll have a hat on. Well, that's why I'm like...
But that's the thing though, is that like that's why I can't say either way because I don't know firsthand, but like I don't... feel like even getting the second one is going to give you the mental capacity to just feel confident enough to not wear a goddamn hat. I don't know. I just feel like you need to work on looking at the progress that already has happened, because Mariah and I the other day were like, oh my God, it looks so full. It looks so great.
You had your hat off and I was like, you look really different. It changed your face. Uh-huh. Too.
Yeah.
Right. And
good.
And your knee jerk reaction is to be like, no, but like I'm dissatisfied with it because of X, Y, and Z. But if you were to just change your perspective and realize that it does look better. It's an improvement, and you can probably work with it without a hat.
Mm-hmm.
But now, baby, that's Zayn and I's brain.
Yeah,
did they show you pictures before?
Like, yeah. It's unbelievable the difference.
See?
There's 100% a difference. What's the word?
Don't get me wrong.
Very good. How'd you even get that? I was like, there's no way no one's gonna get all time.
That word.
Don't get me wrong. I take a shower. I dry myself. I dry my hair. I put gel in my hair, and I fully dry it. And I look in the mirror. I'm like, it doesn't look good.
Maybe it's your hair that you don't like. Yeah,
it's the texture.
It definitely is, and it's my jeans. It's because I'm half Arab. My entire dad's side are all bald, either balding or completely bald. And the thing about my dad's side is they all look good with a bald head. I don't look good with
Have you ever had a bald head?
I have imagined myself with a bald head. And every time I talk to somebody about me having a bald head, they go, yeah, you definitely shouldn't have a bald head.
One thing I will say about bald heads is that you'll look the same age for basically the next 40 years. Like, look at The Rock. He's been bald for so long that he just doesn't look like he's changed at all.
Right.
But he would also look really weird with hair. If he had hair at all,
but you don't have hair to base like it off of. Like, oh, wow, they've started to lose their hair. Their hair is getting like grayer.
I feel like it's like a youth thing. Like, I understand your reservations. Like, I understand that, like, you think young people should have a full head of hair, and you're not old yet, so you should have a full head of hair. But
wait a second. Is this an intervention for me to be bald? You guys want me to be bald?
Baby, shave it off.
Busted.
No.
No, but, like, I mean, you just kind of have to be... At some point, you have to work on being satisfied with, like, the hand that you're dealt. Like, the thing is, I don't like my hair. I mean, I'm wearing a hat right now. But I don't like my hair, the quality of my hair. My hair is... But it's very thick. It's unlike yours. It's very thick. It's very, like, wiry. I feel like it's very... If I was to, like, just run my fingers through my hair, it would just stay in that position. I don't like that.
I love wiry hair. I wish we could switch hairs. You take my hair and I'll take your hair.
Baby, we always want what we don't have.
I know. It's true. I know.
The grass is always going to be greener, so even if you get another hair transplant, I feel like you still will be dissatisfied, and that's what I'm scared of about.
Yeah.
It comes from within, Zayn.
Yeah,
baby. And I feel like it's a lot of surgery and not enough hair. But, like, to do that, will I be happy in the end? Probably not. Because
I'll still see you putting a hat on, too.
Yeah. I think it's because when I look at dads now, I look at any dad now. Like, when I see a dad, a family with kids, the dad is never wearing a hat. A hat, I feel like, is a very, like...
youthful thing.
Youthful thing.
Right.
And youthful when I see a dad in a hat, I'm just like, oh, he's...
He's a fun dad. He probably skateboards.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I want to get to a point where I never have to... Like, I don't have to wear a hat.
Like, what are you going to do for your wedding?
Exactly.
Like, fedora.
He's going to wear a veil.
A tiara.
Like, remember the short... was it the Shorty Awards? Or the Streamies?
The Streamies.
We were presenting on stage, and I wore a fucking hat. It looked so bad. I was wearing a full suit and slacks and a hat.
Just... accept the compliment, move on, and
stop bullying me, Kenny. Yeah.
You're bullying yourself.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You're bullying yourself.
You know what?
Quit trying to make me feel confident. Quit trying to make me feel good. I don't want to feel good about myself.
Out with the old and in with the new, baby. There's a lot of new going on.
You know what? You know what?
But at the end of the day, we support you if you want to do it again. Because it's what's about make my baby happy.
Exactly, and baby, and that's why your appointment is next week with
Dr.
Zayn, right?
I'm
going
to get all these hoes fixed up. Uh-oh.
Well, what will make me very happy is if you buy this merch.
Oh, he's really trying to get that money for the transplant.
He said hair plugs and merch plugs.
Yep. Bubba, that was good.
Very good. Kenny, you're out. Give her the seat. Give her the mic.
Bring in the next.
All right, guys. Seriously, we do have merch that is out right now on fanjo.co/Zayn and Heath.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I know the lovely baby blue that we have behind Matt and Kenny right now. I mean, Mariah and Kenny.
Okay, well, that was bad on Mariah.
Sorry.
Mariah and Kenny, we have the baby blue. That is completely sold out. Y'all love the blue so much. Baby, it's sold out now. So now we have
the pink and the black.
And the black that's on the site still, if you guys want it. We're not restocking these colors, so baby, whatever is there, you guys got to get. And then you guys are the only ones that have it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and guys, we've seen so many people tweeting at us that have already ordered it. We just want to say thank you so much to everybody already. And we're excited to see you guys wearing it.
So last night we the four of us got into this deep conversation about bullying in school and like elementary school, middle school, high school. It was really bad when when I was in elementary and middle school, uh-huh. Bullying was really bad. It's like what you see in movies. That's how it was when I was in school, and we all wonder if it's still going on today. That type of bullying.
Yeah, I think about that too, because obviously, like the younger Gen Z is all, I guess, a lot more woke and more, I don't want to say sensitive, but they're very anti-bully.
Allegedly.
Right.
Right. We don't know.
So they say.
I feel like there's no like physical bullying. I feel like it might be like catty girls. That's what
mentally bullying. Like there was a lot of physical bullying back then, but not.
Right. Like us in high school or middle school, there was no like internet bullying. There was no like sending mean, nasty comments. Right. Yeah. Just like you had some shit to say. You said it to their face.
Exactly.
And you got popped.
Yeah.
Like, it was that type of bullying. But I'm so curious. Like, guys, if you guys are bullies, please comment down below what you guys are doing, what it's like. We really are curious.
In high school and middle school and elementary, were you guys the ones being bullied?
The bullies? I don't think I ever got bullied.
Lucky you.
No, but seriously, I mean, people teased me.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I was.
Baby, the only thing teased was your hair.
I know, right? I was just going to say that. That's pretty good.
With the hair puns today.
I took that joke right from Heath's mouth.
I said it last night when we had this conversation. It's all right.
Oh, that's funny.
Cut that out.
No,
it sound like I said that.
No,
I
you delivered it really well. That was
thank
great.
You. Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you giving me that.
But yeah, I don't think I ever got bullied like
everybody
physically
got teased.
Or...
Right. Everybody got teased.
I know Zane got his ass kicked quite a few times.
Oh, I did get my ass kicked. Did I tell you about the middle school fight?
That
over donuts, bad. I'd get my ass rocked, but and like I wasn't like giving attitude or anything. It was just like I didn't really have like I, you know what? I think it was like I was very vulnerable. I didn't have any friends around me. I was like by myself, so it was easy for anybody to pick
You're
on me
because
I didn't have like a backup. Yeah, I didn't have backup.
Kenny, did you get bullied in school?
Such a loaded
for
question.
For being tall.
I mean, for being tall. Thank you guys for just lying. I was bullied pretty early on in my school career, I feel like. I said on one of the other podcasts that, yeah, I mean, people were calling me gay before I knew what gay was and before I even identified as that. Right, exactly.
Remember Caesar, our buddy Caesar? He's one of Heath's like good friends. I was getting bullied a lot. So when we're on the school
bus.
You
bullied my friend Caesar?
I didn't bully him. Look, wait, just give me a second. On the school bus, I was just like, haha, Caesar. What are you, Caesar salad? I was calling him Caesar.
That was you?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh my God. Caesar would tell me about this, how it traumatized him. I didn't know that was you.
That was me.
You
I used to call him Caesar salad. I know, it was so fucked up. I feel really bad about it. Should I call him?
This was in middle school?
I don't know. It was either late elementary or middle school. I just know that like I was like, you know what? Maybe bullying people is something that like is okay because I get bullied all the time.
That has fifth grade energy.
Guys, two wrongs do not make a right.
That's right. So.
In front of his salad.
I learned a lot.
Ouch.
But I did apologize to him. This was like years later. I think it was maybe 4 years ago.
Yo, dude, you remember when I called you a salad, bro? I'm so I didn't mean that.
You know what people used to fucking call me in high school, back in like elementary school?
What?
Saddam Hussein.
Oh,
Hussein,
no.
Because it sounds like Saddam Hussein, he was a terrorist. If you guys don't know, anybody under the age of 18 don't know who right. Saddam Hussein is, he was a very evil person who was like killing a ton of people. And
right.
They called me Saddam Hussein. They would call me a terrorist in school because I was half Arab.
Oh, what
it was awful. So I told my dad this. My dad got so pissed. He went and told
the principal,
the teacher. But somehow it got to everybody.
Oh, so it probably just made
in
it
my
worse.
Class, and it just made it worse. You know, it doesn't
it's
get better.
So embarrassing.
It was so fucking embarrassing, and it went on. It actually became more of a problem because when like kids, they take that information, they're like, oh, this really bothers him. He brought his dad in to save his.
Oh yeah, they run with shit.
They
like
run.
That.
They ran with it, so it got worse. And I never even like I didn't even tell him. I just kind of dealt with it, but it was fucking awful. That was like. That was my elementary school year, though.
That was in
like
elementary school?
Yeah. Maybe it was, you know what? Maybe it was in middle No, that wasn't in Plantation Middle. It was in elementary school before I moved to Central Park.
That's wild because there was actually somebody at my elementary school. You didn't go to my elementary school. That his last name actually was Hussein. And any time that there would be like a school assembly or anything, anytime they would announce his name as like a winner of some sort of mm-hmm. award, they would say his last name is Hussein. And everyone in the audience was like, oh, I swear, it was awful. So weird. Like, elementary school kids, I don't understand where they get this from.
I remember, like, when my family would travel, like, my last name is Hussar, and, like, it looks kind of, I guess, Middle Eastern, some sort of, like, close to Hussein.
Yeah.
So, like, we would get pulled out of line and, like, double-checked. Like, my brother would get, like, pulled aside, and they would do, like, the pat-down, like, on yeah. him. Like,
what?
My dad, when I told my dad about you, and I told him your last name, he thought you're Arab.
Everybody
immediately
does.
It's not Hussar, like Haith Hussar, like that's how you'd say it,
right?
If you're nice. Speaking Arabic.
Wow. He liked you immediately.
Hussar. So he was like, oh, is he Arab? I was like, no, he's not Arab, which is surprising because he has an Arab last name, or it sounds
a,
Arab,
a lot of people think that.
Yeah. But and also to I'm not giving excuses to the kids that called me terrorist, but this was right after the September 11th attacks, so oh, like it right. was like very fresh and oh. everybody's head was, oh, Hussein, oh, he's Arab. Oh my God, he was a part of September 11th. Yeah,
but that's the thing. I mean, awful. I feel like you would want the general population to be smart enough to know that just because, like, this wasn't somebody's last name after the attack or whatever, or this wasn't, like, this yeah. isn't something new, but you are equating this to something that is going on in the world right now, and you are stupid.
Yeah, I know. But then again, these were kids. Like, these kids that were calling me this, they're their brains are not even fully
well yeah
developed.
I know yeah. because at the same exact award ceremonies there was also a girl with the last name Butts, and every time somebody
I knew
this
a butt.
Exact reaction
I knew a Butts. No, it was Butts, literally like Butts.
Oh my God.
And everyone would
nobody
laugh.
Nobody's seen more Butts than you, Uncle Tony.
Everyone would laugh at her name, and then everyone, whenever it got to Hussein, would like like everyone knew how to react. It was so stupid.
You know what, that's they would also call me a Zane Hijacker because of my last name.
That sounds like a MySpace name. Zane Hijacker.
You know what? I think that was my MySpace name.
Wait,
for,
really?
It was that for like a couple months, and then
that's
I changed
right,
it.
That's right, baby. You take what they call you, and you that's put it out there.
Baby,
that's
exactly.
We claim
you use
that.
It against yourself before you let people use it against you.
That's
you
right,
let them
baby.
Know that you don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I did.
I didn't really have any, like, I guess not nicknames, like, but like bad nicknames. But people did call me like Heather because I had really long hair.
Oh, poor thing.
Oh my God, you're so brave.
I would like to share that.
By the time I got to middle school, they called me Kenny the Queer, which I now
why would
wear.
They call you that?
I don't know where they got that from. Oh my God. Where did they get
that
from?
I didn't even know what the word queer meant back then. How long ago was this when they would call you that?
This was like seventh grade, I feel like, that they would call me this. But the thing is, I mean, if my name was Gary, they'd be just be like, oh, Gary the gay. Easy. But they had to get creative, which I give them props for. They called me Kenny the Queer.
We love alliteration.
What was the story that you told us last night? Could you share that?
Oh, in my grade, not
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we know these girls, but change their names. Change their names for the sake of privacy.
I say call a bitch out.
Yeah, you know what? We should be.
We can't judge their middle school behavior.
Yeah, no, of course. Just say the name.
I mean, it's just funny because, I mean, I don't know if I would say like it was straight up bullying, but it was just funny because I feel like in middle school, we just feel like we know everything. Mm-hmm. We know how the world works. We know this. We know that. We know about drugs and alcohol and all this nitty gritty stuff. And there was a couple girls in middle school. Let's say one of them was Belinda.
Ooh.
And Belinda went to Elizabeth and she said, oh, I got some really good coke. If you want to try
middle
some.
School.
In middle school.
I didn't even know what that was.
No, I would have been like Coca-Cola. I'm more of a Pepsi guy.
I definitely got introduced to it in 10th grade.
I had no idea.
No, I'm kidding.
I had no idea.
Well, Belinda knew that Elizabeth was an easy target and that she'd fall for it. Yeah, she would be willing to take the bait. And Belinda was like, oh, I got the best stuff from my dealer.
A plug in middle school.
Yeah. And she, in class, I remember in class, I was in the class, and she cut her up a little line and It was a pixie stick.
Oh no. Was it given to her in like a
it's like blue.
No, there is color in it. I know, though. Exactly. There's no pixie stick that has it's white. It's all different colors.
At that point though, I just feel like everyone was just willing to be like, oh, my friend's saying it's Coke. That's I'm just gonna pretend it's like it's Coke. Yeah, it's
like
good.
When it's blue, that means it's like really pure.
Yeah.
Was it in like a little baggie?
I think they did before class. They put it in a little baggie.
Oh, damn. My God.
Just they a really torment
above and beyond.
Oh, man.
They committed to
I
that.
I heard stories about this. Like, from other
people. I did, too. Very embarrassing.
And Elizabeth, is that what you call
her? That's her name. Say her name.
Very close.
She was like, I am so fucked up right now. Like, and they were like, do you feel it? She's like, yeah, it's really good.
Oh, no. That's literally, yeah, that's honestly how it was.
And everybody just made fun of her because she acted like she was.
I have a similar story to that. This was actually, I think it was like late high school where it was Ella, it was like Ella's friends. It was Ella's friends. And they were saying how they had this, like, they got this like really good weed and they packed this like bowl for him. And in the bowl, there was no weed. It was oregano. It was straight oregano. Wow.
That's like a classic prank, right?
Is it a classic prank? Yeah, it's the first time I've ever heard anything like that. Okay, and he smokes a whole thing, and he's like, holy shit, I'm so fucking high. And then they were recording him and everything. I felt so bad.
Jeez.
Like, just being on the other side of that, I was just like, oh, man. Like, this is just, like, something that he's going to have to deal with for the rest of his life.
And you know what was probably the situation? It wasn't like he was trying to be cool or being like, yeah, I'm so fucked up. He was probably like having to feel like they expected a reaction.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to seem like,
right,
so he probably felt pressured to be like, yeah, I'm so stoned. And
but
like,
that's what I remember about Elizabeth, is that I feel like at that point in high school,
she was on a sugar high is what she was on.
I just feel like collectively all we knew about truly was weed at that point in our lives.
Yeah.
And so I feel like whenever she did the pixie stick coke thing, all she had for a point of reference was being high off of weed. And it's a completely different feeling.
You know?
How would you know that?
I've read extensive literature on the subject. And
I was waiting for that one.
But I just feel like that's how she acted whenever she did this whole pixie stick thing. She was like, whoa, man, I am
shit's
so
in like slow-mo.
Slow-mo.
It's like, what?
Yeah. Coke is not the same thing. And we know that now because we're adults and we do research.
And mm-hmm. have seen movies.
Yes, right? Sir.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
But, I mean, it's just so funny. It's just like you look back and everything that happened in middle school and high school and whatever, it just like seems so childish now, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Poor thing.
And not only that, there was like so much other shit that happened in our high school, which is like, now thinking back to it, was so fucked up. But like during the time when we all like received this information, we're like, oh my God, that's crazy. But like now thinking about it, I was like, what the fuck? Like, remember the security guard that was like caught hooking up with one of the students?
Yes.
Behind the portables.
Oh my God.
Like, that's fucked. Like, thinking about that
disgusting.
Now is crazy. But back then, like, it was just like, oh, weird. But that's it. That's all. Like, that's all you thought about. Like,
I
now
mean,
it's
but
like,
it was there
fucking
was like multiple instances. It was like in the bathroom in the middle. You know where like the two bathrooms in the circle were next to the gymnasium.
Yeah,
it was in that bathroom too. It came out like that's so bad.
It's weird to look back at now, but yeah, I mean, like you said, it wasn't. I don't know. Somehow it was brushed under the rug. I feel like for us, I feel like everyone involved, like teachers and faculty and staff, were just kind of like, oh, this isn't a big deal. It's
and they couldn't let it get out too, because if they do let something like that get out, then parents are not going to want their kids to go to that school because they're your staff is hooking up with the students. So I don't want my kid to go here. So
do
like,
you remember Dr.
G?
Dr. G, when he asked one of the students to go get something from his briefcase, and then something spilled out of the briefcase.
This was in high school.
This was in middle school. There was this teacher, I was about to call him a professor, but that we don't call them that until college, but his name was, for all intents and purposes, Dr. G. And I had him. Did you have him?
No, I never had him like as a teacher.
So he was part of this program that taught other things outside of normal middle school like curriculum. He taught like law and I think debate or something like that. And he, not in my class, but in my same grade, so I heard about it, he asked this student to go get something from his briefcase. And it was like a textbook or whatever, for whatever intents and purposes. It was a textbook. And she goes to his briefcase. And I just remember the story being that it like tipped over or something. And some photographs fell out that were of him and his wife. They're not wearing clothes.
What?
And nudie pics.
Yeah, they were like the old school.
Wait,
physical.
There's two pics. Things about that story that like I'm already questioning. Why is a teacher asking a student to go to his briefcase? That makes no fucking sense to me.
I don't know. I
think he was hoping she saw it.
That's what I...
Is this story true, though?
Yes.
Like, people make stories all the time. Like,
it was true enough for him to get fired. Yeah.
Oh, he got fired.
He got fired. Oh. He got let go, and
Why would you... Okay. If you knew that that was in the briefcase, didn't want it to be found, why would you have anybody go into your briefcase?
Maybe he specifically asked this certain girl because he was interested in this certain girl. Maybe.
Why would you have it be a picture of you and your wife if you were trying to like impress somebody?
Maybe to show that he was kinky. I don't know.
I had my concerns and my speculations because I mean he was back then he had to be probably in his
60s.
60s, 70s, maybe?
Oh,
he was old.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was maybe like 30s.
No. He was old.
Oh, this wasn't no 50 Shades of Grey. This was about 50 years old. This was Shades of Grey. This
50,
was
50 years of Grey.
Yeah, I was going to say he'd been gray for a very long time. Fuck. But he picked the most, I can't even describe how she was a straight A student. She was a very goody goody two shoes kind of girl. He picked her like over everyone to go into his briefcase.
Yikes.
Man.
We want to give a big thank you to our sponsors on this episode. This episode is sponsored by HelloFresh.
Get fresh pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking fun, easy, and affordable.
And there's something for everyone, including low calorie for me and my baby Zane. We also have vegetarian options and family-friendly recipes every week.
HelloFresh offers contactless delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family.
Mm-hmm. But most importantly, it cuts out the stressful meal planning, grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes, even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options.
HelloFresh's pre-portioned ingredients mean there's less prep for you and less food waste.
HelloFresh is incredibly flexible. You can keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order.
Also, HelloFresh is committed to making fresh, delicious food available now more than ever and has taken extra steps to keep its employees and customers safe.
They've even donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year is stepping up their food donations amid the coronavirus crisis.
HelloFresh is so convenient, guys. We just made the Juicy Lucy Burger. What is it? The Juicy Lucy Burgers?
Mm-hmm, that's
the Juicy
right.
Lucy Burgers before this podcast, and we had to get the podcast done soon because it was getting late. So we popped in the Juicy Lucy Burgers, and they tasted
maybe
delicious.
Less than 30 minutes. It's so easy, and guys, it allows you to go out of your comfort zone. You can make something you typically wouldn't, and it gives you all the pre-measured ingredients, so you're not wasting anything. And honestly, it just makes cooking fun.
And it's fresh, too. So.
Mm-hmm, all the time.
So go to HelloFresh.com/80unfiltered and use code 80unfiltered to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details.
Guys, again, that's $80 off. Save some money. Get some good meals. All you got to do is go to HelloFresh.com/80unfiltered and use code 80unfiltered, and you're going to get $80 off.
Best deal of a lifetime. I love it. Our next sponsor is one of my favorites, Liquid IV.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, dehydration occurs daily in 3 out of 4 people. With Liquid IV, you have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Each serving helps you get as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water.
I will say that the other day on the last podcast when we talked about my little, my rug experience.
Yeah.
The first thing I did the next morning was wake up and drink Liquid IV.
It really helps. You drink 2 of those bottles and you're good for the rest of the day.
Guys, it really works. It's absolutely incredible. You feel so much better, rehydrated, and honestly, I love the product.
I don't want to say it helps hangovers, but it helps hangovers. It helps
really
my
does.
Hangovers for sure. I drink it before. If I do drink, I drink it before I drink. And it honestly helps me wake up in the morning not feeling
And
like poopy.
And to be honest, I just love the flavors. Yeah. They're so good.
Really
it
good.
It feels like a treat. Like,
I drink the acai flavor. It's so good. It's so refreshing.
Even after a hot day, you got to work out outside. You go for a run, come back in. Ooh, baby, treat yourself. Mm. Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana.
Also, it's healthier than all those sugary sports drinks, no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple.
And what makes Liquid IV so effective is that it's got the perfect balance to help you hydrate more quickly and effectively than water alone.
One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water can give as much as hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of plain water.
Also, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. They've even donated 2.3 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. So it's not just helping Zane and I.
It's helping everybody. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Unfiltered at checkout.
That's 25% off anything when you order and use the promo code Unfiltered at liquidiv.com.
Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code Unfiltered.
Thank you for sponsoring this video and also keeping us hydrated.
Our next sponsor is brought to you by Babbel. I've always wanted to learn a new language, is always on my to-do list, so I figured why not start now with Babbel.
Babbel is proven to get you speaking a language within weeks. They design their courses with real-world conversation in mind, letting you learn everyday practical conversations that you will actually use.
The daily lessons are 10 to 15 minutes and start by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations.
Lessons are thoughtfully created by over 100 language experts, and their teaching method has significantly proven to be effective across multiple studies.
They even have speech recognition technology that helps you improve your pronunciation and accent.
With Babbel, you could choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German.
And Babbel is available as an app or online, so your progress will be synced across all devices.
Right now, when you purchase a 3-month subscription, Babbel will give our listeners 3 additional months for free when you use promo code Unfiltered.
That's 3 additional months free when you go to Babbel.com and use promo code Unfiltered on your 3-month subscription.
That's Babbel.com and use promo code Unfiltered.
Babbel.com. Promo code Unfiltered.
He's learning to spell already.
It reminds me of that. BITCH. Our next sponsor is brought to you by Earnest.
Is your student loan payment too high? Is water wet? Well, refinancing with Earnest could help you lower your monthly payment.
Interest rates have hit record lows, which means it's a great time to refinance your student loans and see if you can lower your monthly payment.
Baby, nobody wants to be paying more. Do what you gotta do. Lower it.
If you've been making the same monthly payment on your student loans for the last couple of years, odds are you could reduce your payment and save by refinancing with Earnest.
Checking your new rate is fast and easy. To start, complete a few questions online. It only takes 2 minutes. Then you'll get a personalized rate estimate without affecting your credit score.
It's super easy. Plus, there's no origination fee or any other fees.
Plus, the internet loves Earnest customer service. They're rated 9.4 out of 10 on Trustpilot.
And now you can get $100 cash bonus when you refinance a student loan with Earnest. So you go to Earnest.com/unfiltered.
Once again, you're going to get $100 cash bonus when you refinance your student loan at Earnest.com/unfiltered.
Again, visit Earnest.com/unfiltered for more details.
And you can also go to Earnest.com/licenses for a full list of license states.
Again, go to Earnest.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Earnest. We love you so much.
Actually, you guys are reminding me. I did get bullied, but it wasn't in school. It was at summer camp.
What, is it the same summer camp where you would tell the kids to go into the claw machine?
No, that was when I was older.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
I was more mature then.
it was 8th grade-ish,
mm-hmm.
And this was my chubbier days. And I would get picked on because of my body. And maybe that's why I'm so insecure today. But they would make fun of me. And they'd all laugh at me and talk about my nipples.
They would laugh at you about your nipples?
Yes. And they would make fun
of... What would they call them?
For educational purposes, what would they call them?
If they were to talk about your nipples, what would they say?
Say their names.
Hey, can we guess?
Yeah, guys. What do you think they called my nipples, guys?
Comment down below. Hurry, comment.
I would call traffic one Zane cones and one Heath.
Did I tell you about this?
No, I just guessed.
What did you guess?
Traffic
cones. Did you go to my camp?
No, that was me. I'm the one that called you traffic cones.
Traffic titties. Yeah, they would make fun of my...
Is that why you say your nipples are coney?
Yeah.
You always say that. You're like, I got them pierced because I think they're coney. I was like, what does that even mean?
I remember that. But I understand the reason why you got them pierced, but like, this is so odd. I have the same type of nipple. I hope you feel seen, because mine are the same way.
Yeah, whatever, traffic tits, big old coney. I was just really insecure about my nipples, and it was called aquatics, and it was a summer camp based around being in the water all the time. So go figure. I always had my shirt off, and I couldn't fucking escape it.
Dude, that like, I'm sorry.
That's... You want to see it? You want to see him?
Yeah, let me see it. Okay, put your shirt back.
Wait, they're not pierced.
Oh yeah, where'd your piercing go?
I took them out.
Why?
His MRI.
Because I had to take him.
Oh, you had to take him out for the MRI.
So the guy looked at me and he was like, "So we're gonna have to take out all of our piercings, all of them." And I was just like, "Like I don't have any in my face anymore, so I don't know why he like specifically was like all of them." So I was just like, "Maybe he knows me.
You take out your nipple.
See him through my shirt." He's like, "Wow, that guy's got some coney. Oh, they're pierced." So I had to take him out for my MRI, and right afterwards, I tried to put him back in, but they just poofed up so much because they're big cones that I couldn't put them back in.
You were stopping traffic.
So I literally could not put him back in.
After it being in there for that long, and you took it out for, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
And it healed up that quick.
Well, I took him out like a couple months ago for like a day, and they like started closing up, so I had to like re-push him back in. And ever since then, they've just been like... weird and raw.
I also feel like you were in the MRI for more than 30 minutes. I mean, I was on that appointment.
It was
you were
awful.
There for a long time.
Have you gotten an MRI before?
I've never gone.
I'm scared. So
is that like the circular tube thing?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but check me out. Got my movement back, baby.
Nice, baby.
Still super tender. I can't really do much, but I can move it around. But I'm scared because I have to go for my checkup, and I don't know if they're going to make me get another MRI to like see if mm-hmm. I'm recovering or whatever. Because if they make me do another MRI, I'm not going to go. It was the worst experience that I've ever had. I'm claustrophobic as it is. Like, Bubba knows that like I absolutely hate being in like tight spots.
He like goes to take his sweatshirt off, and if it gets caught for a second, he's like, "I need it off. I need it off. I need
it
off.
Get it off me." I'm like, I freak out. I hate it. So what they did was they put me in this little tube, and my arms are pinched together, and they slide me head in, and like I'm up to here, and like it's like right in front of your face, like completely around you.
I thought there was a lot of space in their circle.
They're tight.
No.
Like really tight.
So the movies are lying. You know whenever they have MRI scenes, like it's
they
like
have,
really
they have a camera angle right above you. You're like, ooh, cozy.
Yeah, that's what.
No.
So I always thought there was like a lot of room in there.
Awful. And then all of a sudden, like this crazy banging, like starts happening. It's like, and it's right into your ears. You got like earplugs in, but it still doesn't help.
I couldn't imagine being in your position, because I've gotten MRIs before, but I was going in the opposite way. So my legs were in there, my body
your head was
and my
out.
Yeah, my head was out. So I heard all the sounds, I heard all of that, but like I didn't feel claustrophobic because my head was outside
of
the machine.
And like it hurt to like sit there with my arm pinched like that because it was so sore and like hurting.
When you say you can't move, what is that? Like, you can't move,
like
at
it
all.
Was pinching. Like, it had my arms pinched at my side. Like, I literally couldn't move. I mean, I could lift it up if I wanted to.
Oh, okay. Okay,
but
so it's like...
if you lift or do that, you mess up the shot.
Right.
So then they have to start it over again. So you're still stuck in this tube.
So it takes 30 minutes to take a picture of
There's multiple things that they're doing.
Well, they're also taking a 3D image. It's not just like taking like a Polaroid of your shoulder. Like
I know, but 30 fucking minutes.
They should make an aquarium instead. Like the dome. You should be slid in and see
something.
Like fish.
Yeah.
What do
like
we
a,
think?
What like a planet?
Zane, what
right, you're
think?
Gonna have to cut that out because like we don't want anybody to take that idea.
All right, don't patent that.
No, please, nobody steal her idea.
Aquarium MRI.
Aquarium MRI. That's great.
Don't tell them the
down.
Name.
Write that down.
And what if a shark starts hitting the glass, mm-hmm. and you have to stay still. You can't move.
Speaking of sharks,
planetary MRI.
Hey sharks.
Oh my god! Just giving out all the.
Hey sharks! I'm looking for 100%.
She goes on Shark Tank.
You got it, Bubba. But yeah, so
you're really good, Bub. You're gonna do good, Bubba.
On a lighter note.
On a lighter note, we're ending this podcast.
Zane and I have been looking through the comments on the last episode, and everybody's very excited about our gaming that we're going to be starting.
Yeah.
We are in the process of getting a setup, and we've started a list of all the different games that we're going to be playing and what we want to play, and we think you guys are going to want to see. So we're really excited.
It might seem really hard to hear that Heath and I are doing something and we might not stick it, but we are sticking to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this podcast.
It's going to be different. It's going to be different than other gamers, I feel like.
Yeah, because we're going to suck.
We're not like other gamers.
We're going to be really bad.
No, I'm going to hold you guys accountable because the stuff that you like want to do, I think is so funny.
Yeah, we're going to be really excited.
We have a whole list of games that we're going to do, and we're just going to do it on like a live stream, and then we're probably going to cut it and post.
Do a little like highlight reel.
And post all of our best moments on YouTube.
If there are any.
Are the best moments from what we say, or is it our gameplay?
Yeah, it's probably not going to be any like highlight reel of our games. Yeah. No.
That's not something that we can do.
But yeah, we're still trying to figure out a startup date for exactly when we're gonna release that. But it is coming soon.
Yeah, yeah, we're really excited about it. We want to do something new, something fresh, something that we've never done before, and we got to just do it.
It's gonna be really cool, guys.
It's gonna be really fun. Let's just end this podcast. So guys, thank you so much for listening and tuning in again. This mm-hmm. is Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We post every Monday's audio form on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and all those other platforms. And on Tuesdays, we post the video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right. And again, guys, make sure to show Matt and Kenny some love. Keep everything positive and upbeat. And again, we love you guys. And always thank you for tuning in and listening to us.
Right, you have a good night and have a good Monday and good Tuesday. And God bless. And you all have a good day.
It's 1:30 a.m.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
This was our latest episode.
Time flies when you're having fun.